我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一次过一次，在主的话的里边，我们实在是看见光的。
And time after time, within the words of the Lord, we can truly see light.
因为主借着当日向他百姓说话，也同时向我们今天属他的人说话。
Because our Lord, through the words He spoke to His people in the old days, now He used the same words to speak to us.
我们读马拉基书的时候，
When we read the book of Malachi,
我们很明确地看见一个事实。
Very clearly, we can see this fact.
那是神在旧约的日子最末后一次向他的百姓说话。
Which is in the Old Testament time, this is the last time the Lord spoke to His people.
神向他百姓说了这一次的话，就神就沉默不说。
And after speaking to His people, at this time, He remained silent.
这个时间蛮长的，差不多四百年。
And this time has lasted for about 400 years.
一直延伸到我们的主到地上来，神才向人再说话。
And it lasted until our Lord came to this world that God spoke to men again.
那所以我们读马拉基书的时候，我们不是单单读到马拉基说话的时候的光景。
So when we read the book of Malachi, we do not just read the time when Malachi was speaking.
最低限度我们是看到马拉基当时的光景，也就是那四百年的光景。
At the very least, we can see the condition that Malachi was in was the condition of that 400 years.
那这样的一种光景
，and this condition
所带出来的是一个属灵的沉睡。
And this bring forth is like a sleep, a spiritual sleep.
那因此，在马拉基书的里边，我们不单是看见犹大的百姓在神面前愚昧。
So in the book of Malachi, not only do we see the foolishness of the people of Judah,
同样的那一个原则
and the same principle,
也是显明在新约里边昏暗的神的儿女们的实际生活里。
It's also manifested in the New Testament, the people of God, how they are living in such a dim condition.
所以我们看马拉基书的时候，不是把它作为历史上先知在那里说一些话。
So when we read the book of Malachi, we don't look at it just as the prophets speaking at the time.
因为马拉基书这一卷先知书和其他的先知书是有一点点的不一样的地方。
Because the book of Malachi, this prophetic book, is slightly different from the other prophetic books.
在功用上也好，或者在它的发表的形式也好。
Whether it's in function or the way it manifests itself.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们从它的功用上面来看，我们看到一个属灵的原则。
When we look at this function, we can see a spiritual principle.
那人在神面前，如果发生沉闷，定规是在同样的原则的里头发生的。
If a man is under a very dim condition before God, this is happening under the same principle.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那这个是从那个里头的内容上面所领会过来的。
And this, we can understand this through the context.
如果从形式上面来说呢？
If we talk about it from the form,
就是唯一的一本先知书。
This is the only prophetic book.
里面所记录的就是神和人的辩论。
What is recorded within is a debate between God and man.
而这些辩论呢？如果光是辩论呢，那在其他的先知书里边也有。
And if we only talk about the debates, you can find them in other prophetic books.
但是不像马拉基书，整本书几乎就是神和人在那里的争论。
But it's not like the book of Malachi. You can see the whole book is full of the debates between God and man.
虽然是一个争论。
Even though it's a debate.
我们就看到一件事情。
But we can see one thing here.
神所以这样做，乃是要把人带回他的心意里。
The reason God did this is in order to bring man back to his heart.
所以神降低他自己。
So God humbled himself.
完全站在与人相平等的那个位置上面来有这些对话。
And he had this conversation with men, standing on the equal position with men.
并且还有一个很特殊的。
And also something very special.
在这个辩论的里面，神说出了人的愚昧，人要受神的追讨。
Within the debate, God pointed out man's foolishness and that man would be punished by God.
但是在追讨的里头有指望。
But within the punishment, there's hope.
我们很容易就会想起有一个相对的事情。
And very easily, we might be reminded of one other thing.
那是创世纪第六章。
Which is in the book of Genesis, chapter 6.
创世纪第六章的时候，弟兄姊妹，你看到。
In Genesis chapter 6, we can see.
地上的人。
All the people in the world,
他们越来 越偏离神。
They were departing from God's way.
那神也给他们有些争论。
And God was debating with them.
但是那里的结果是说，神说我就不再跟他们争论了。
But the outcome was God said that I would not debate with them anymore.
但是在马拉基书就不是这样。
But in the book of Malachi, it's not the same.
神让人和他争论。
That God would debate with men.
但是争论的结果，神就告诉他们说：“你们这样下去是没有路的。”
But the result of the debate, God told men, "There's no future for you."
当你们看到没有路的时候
if you see there's no more way,
我仍旧给你们开路。
Then I will open up a way for you.
这是马拉基书。
And this is the book of Malachi.
那我们上一次稍微轻轻的提过了一下。
So last time we lightly touched upon the book.
那现在我们就来看了神和人他们中间的那一个辩论是怎么的进行。
So now we'll go into how the debate goes about between God and
man. 尽管人在神的面前满了顶撞。
Even though man is full of opposition before God.
但神就好像在那里一点一点的给他们驳开。
But God was there to bit by bit open it up for people.
那我们头一个看到的就是
And the first thing we can see is
神跟大体的意思百姓在当时实际来说是犹大当然他也包括整个的以色列
At that time God was speaking to the people of Judah as a whole but also in a way he's speaking to the entire Israel
虽然以色列那个时候已经灭亡了
Even though Israel was no more at that
time 但神说话还是对着他们说
But when God spoke, he was speaking to Israel
那神怎么说呢
And what did God say?
神就说
God said
以色列我曾经爱你们
that Israel, I have loved you
但是以色列人怎么在神面前回应
But how did the Israelites react before God?
他们就说
And they said,
你在什么事上爱过我们
How have you loved us?
弟兄姊妹，有意思了。
Brothers and sisters, this is very interesting.
虽然这是短短的几句开头的话
Even though these are only a few words in the beginning.
但是就指出了整个神的选民和神中间的那一个差距。
But it spoke about God's manifestation and the differences.
神是怎样的纪念他们
It's how God remembered the people.
但是他们就完全忘记神在他们身上所做的。
But the people completely have forgotten what God has
done
for them.
说神是我曾经爱过你们。
So God said, I have loved you.
弟兄姊妹，你留意神好像没有说我现在也爱你们。
It's as if God did not say that I'm loving you now.
但弟兄姊妹不要误会
But brothers and sisters,
你看上去的 你就看见神那个时候仍然是爱他们
Because if you continue to read on, you will see that God was continuing to love them at that time
但是为什么当时神只是单单提出我曾经爱过你们
But why did God only said, I have loved you?
这是对着他们当时的那个实际的光景
And it was speaking to the condition at that time
而他们的回答是这样
And the response was like this
你说你爱我们
You said you have loved us
我们想不起你在什么事上 显明你是爱我们。
But we don't remember under what circumstance or on what matters have you manifested your love.
这是神的显明在那个时候的光景。
And this is a condition of God's chosen people.
我想提醒弟兄姊妹你留意。
I'd like to remind brothers and sisters.
当时神的百姓是指着哪一个时候的百姓呢？
And when we said the God's people, which at what time?
我们上次已经特别提了，是尼希米回国的。这一段时间
and last time we mentioned is after Nehemiah, that time the people returned.
那在这一段的时间的里头
and within that time period,
犹大虽然没有到了那个复国的那个地步
Judah, even though they have not rebuilt their country,
但是他们都已经还乡了
but they have returned to the homeland.
那他们回到故乡
They returned back to the homeland.
生活艰苦不艰苦呢?
Was their life difficult?
我们读尼希米记的时候，我们可以看到。
And when we read the book of Nehemiah,
是有一些困难。
There were some difficulties.
但是却不是困苦。
But they were not very poor.
而且看到他们拼命在那里，留意怎么做买卖。
They were focusing on doing business.
而他们要用尽每一个时刻在那里为自己增加财富
and they spend all the time in trying to increase their own wealth
我们读尼希米记的时候我们可以了解
and when we read the book of Nehemiah
他们不是因为缺乏而这样做
it's not because they in lack they did all those things
而是因为他们的眼睛是看着我怎么来叫我所有的增加
But their eyes were focusing on how to increase what they already have.
他们是在这样的一种心情的 里头来度过他们的日子。
And it's under this mindset that's how they spend their days.
那因此当他们觉得
So when they felt
神在那里说他是爱过我们
That when God said that I have loved you
他们就觉得神并没有爱过我们
Then they felt that God has never loved us.
如果他爱我们
If he has loved us,
为什么我们早一两代要给带到巴比伦
Why would our ancestor two, three generations ago would be sent into exile?
为什么后来我们能回来
And then when we were able to return,
神也却不给我们回到从前那样的兴旺的那种光景
and God would not allow us to return to the prosperity that we had before
虽然我们没有很大的困扰
even though we were not in great disturbance
但是我们想盖天花板的房屋就还没有成功
but we were not successful in building houses with panels
我们想我们的仓库里边多存一点的五谷好像也不见得很富裕。
And that we could not fill our barns with grains.
弟兄姊妹，你从哈该书上面你看到这种光景啊。
And you can see this from the book of Haggai.
是他们眼睛看，只是看这个当面的事情的时候。
So when the eyes are focusing on what they could see.
他们觉得他们并不是一个在神面前蒙爱的民族。
They felt like they were not loved by God.
那所以。当神在那样说，我曾经爱过你们。
So when God said, I have loved you.
那他们就说，你在何事上爱过我？
Then they ask, how have you loved us?
神也不以这个顶撞为难接受。
And God did not find it hard to accept this opposition.
神就好好的在那里给他们数算历史。
And God was very patiently, he would tell them the history.
神怎么给他们数算历史呢？
And how did God count
history for them? 从他们起初蒙拣选的时候，来让他们去留意。
And he started from the beginning when they were first chosen.
神说。
And God said.
如果按照一般的情形。
According to general situation,
祝福是轮不到你们去要的。
It's not up to you to receive the blessing.
因为你们的祖宗是小儿子。
Because your forefather, he's the younger son.
在你们的祖宗的里头，该承受各样祝福的是你们祖宗的哥哥以扫。
And it should have been your ancestor's older brother, Esau, who should have received all the blessing.
但是神说我没有拣选以扫。
But God said, I have not chosen Esau.
我却是拣选你们。
But I chose you.
把一个你们不该得的那一个位分给了你们。
And gave you a position that you should not have deserved.
把一些不该不是你们该得的祝福给了你们。
And gave you the blessings that you did not deserve.
你们还说我不爱你们。
And yet you said, how have I loved you?
那别的事情以色列人也许不了解。
For other matters, the Israelites may not understand.
他们祖宗的事情他们自己会了解。
But the matters concerning their forefathers, they would understand.
果然是如此。
And it was like this.
神说雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所不要爱的。
That God said, I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated.
那为什么神又爱上雅各不看不中以扫呢？
And why did God love Jacob and not find favor in Esau?
他们自己懂的。
That they knew themselves.
我们也不必回到历史上面，我们也该明白的。
And we should also understand without going back to history.
因为用人的眼光来看，雅各没有一样是值得人在那里给他同情的。
Because from man's point of view, Jacob has nothing that we should sympathize with.
以扫总是在人眼前觉得有很多的长处。
But Esau seems like he has a lot of strengths in God's in man's
eyes. 神说我不拣选以扫。
But God said that I did not choose Esau.
我拣选中了雅各。
But I chose Jacob.
你们是雅各的子孙。
And you are the descendants
of Jacob. 你们一直以来就承受着神的各样的祝福。
So you have always received blessings from God.
你们也知道，你们祖宗曾经一个很长的时间留在埃及做奴隶。
And you should know that your forefathers have stayed in Egypt as slaves for a long
time. 又是我把你们带回来。
So now that I have called you back.
带到这一个地区里边来承受我给你们祖宗的应许。
And I have brought you back to this area to receive the promises given to your forefathers.
是你们在以色列这个地上头，你们一直是蒙福的。
So you have been receiving blessings on this land of Israel.
而你哥哥呢？
What about your older brother?
他们跑到以东。
They went to Edom.
他们也很努力。
And they worked very hard.
但是我的祝福就是不给他们。
But I would not give them my blessing.
因为我就是因为爱你们。
Because I love you.
弟兄姊妹，说到以东。
So when we talk about Edom.
我们不能不稍微了解一下他的那种光景。
That we first have to have some understanding about the condition.
你去哪里去了解呢？
And how, where can you find some information?
当然你可以从圣经里头的历史边上边去可以。领会一点。
You can understand by looking into history in the Bible.
但是你要领会到他在神面前的那个实际的光景。
But in order to understand the real condition before God.
那你就要从俄巴底亚书那里边去看到一些事情了。
Then you have to go back to the book of Obadiah to understand the condition.
在神的眼中，以东一直是站在。神的对头那一方面和神所要做的工来反对的。
And in God's eyes, Edom is always standing in opposition to God and to oppose his work.
这是说出他们和以色列的那种关系。
And this is the relationship between them and Israel.
但是说到以东这一个民族的本身呢？
But for the tribe of Edom itself,
他们是一个很高傲的民族。
They are very prideful tribe.
我们从俄巴底亚书上面能稍微体会的一点点。
And we can gain some understanding by reading the book of Obadiah.
那他们从迦南地
from the land of
迁移到以东地。
They went to Edom.
那以东地是什么地方呢？
And what is this land of Edom?
以东地啊是现在来说啊，有部分是在约旦这个国家的里头。
And part of Edom is within the boundary of Jordan.
但是相当的部分是在现在的沙地亚拉伯的国土里。
But most part of it is within the boundary of today's Saudi Arabia.
那以东的首都是在哪里呢？
And where is the capital of Edom?
那个地方我有机会去过。
And I had the opportunity to visit there.
那就是现在在属于约旦的地区里头的那个叫做Petra 的那个地方。
Which is the Petra in today's Jordan.
那这个地方是怎么样的呢？
And what kind of place is this?
它是一个山区。
It's a hilly country.
你要进到它里面去的时候。
If you want to enter into the place.
你只有一条路可以走。
There's only one way you can travel.
那条路是非常窄的一条，好像一个山缝，两边是大山，弄成当中一个很窄的一个缝。
It's a very, very narrow way within two huge mountains.
你要进到他那边去的时候，你只能经过那个缝。
If you want to go to this place, you have to go through this.
所以从军事上面来说是很险要的一个地方。
From a military point of view, it's a very
dangerous place. 所以以前以东常常出来骚扰以色列。
So before, Edom was always disturbing Israel.
也欺负附近的一些个人。
And to take advantage of the people around them.
但是当人来对付他的时候呢？
But when people want to attack them,
他们就跑回他们的山头里。
They would go back to the hilly places.
他们就守住那个山缝。
And they would protect their own place by defending themselves.
有很多地方啊，都把他们那个地形所造成的那个特别的情形呢，叫做一线天。
So a lot of places, because of the geographic condition, they would say this is like just a little bit of sky you can see.
那我们就可以用这个观念来看那个缝，你就知道了。
And then you can look at this so-called crack between two mountains.
你外边的人要攻打进去的是非常不容易。
So it's very hard for others to attack this place.
所以以东人他们很骄傲。
So the Edomites, they are very prideful.
只有我欺负你。
So it's only I can take advantage of you.
你们动不了我跟毫毛。
That you cannot attack me in any ways.
但是你读俄巴底亚书的时候，你就看到神对以东说一些话。
So but when you read the book of Obadiah, you can see some words said by God to them.
神说了，就是你把你的窝住在天上。
The God said, even if you build your nest in heaven,
我也要把你抓下来。
And I will tear you down.
那现在我们回到马拉基书里边来就看这个。
So now when we turn to the book of Malachi, we can see this.
神就说了。
And God said,
神要让以东荒凉。
That God said, I would cause them to be into a desert.
他们本来就是山地嘛，山区啊。
Because they are in the hilly mountainside.
神如果给他们一点的封闭，他们就一点办法都没有。
If God closed up the land, they would not have any way out.
但是以东人就好像很有雄心。
But the Edomites, they were very ambitious.
他说，既然我们的住在高处，没有人能摸得到我们的。
We lived in the high places, nobody can touch us.
我们就能在那里把我们自己这一群人建造起来。
That we can build ourselves up.
但是神，我们就在马拉基书那里。
But within the book of Malachi, we can see this.
神说，我根本就不祝福你。以东。
The God said, I do not bless Edom.Whatever you do,
结果都是落在一个空的里头。
As a result, you will be doing this in vain.
随便你们怎么去建造。
However you want to build,
我都给你们拆毁。
And I will give you ruin.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
And brothers, take note.
如果你有机会到约旦那边去，你跑到那个彼得拉斯啊 ，Petra。
If you have a chance to go to Jordan and visit Petra,
你现在看到真的是荒凉的一些山地。
You can see that it's all wasteland there.
除了给人旅游去凭吊以外，什么都没有。
And besides being a tourist spot, there's nothing else there.
我们感谢我们主。
We thank our Lord.
这个是说到以东那个地。
This is about the land of Edom.
但是对于以东人呢？
But for the Edomites.
那以东人，我们稍微看看他们的历史。
And we can look at the history.
他们在过去的时候，就是正如刚才所说，常常给以色列来作对。
In the past, they were opposing Israel.
弟兄姊妹也记得，以色列出埃及的时候，要在以东借路过。以东说：“对不起，不能给你们。”
And verses, remember when the Israelites were leaving Egypt and they wanted to go through the land, the Edomites would not let them go through.
他们还带刀出来要跟以色列人打仗。
And they brought out the swords, wanted to fight the Israelites.
以后在以色列建国以后，他们也常常来成为以色列的骚扰。
And after the Israelites built the country, the Edomites, they would bring disturbance to them.
并且犹大灭亡的那一个时候。
And also during the time when Judah was destroyed.
就是给掳到巴比伦的时候。
And they were taken into exile to Babylon.
以东人是帮助巴比伦人来对付犹大。
The Edomites, they were helping the Babylonians to deal with the Judah, the people of Judah.
不过很有意思。
But very interesting.
神居然说我雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
When God said that I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated.
但是你要是在那一个时候来看，
but if you look at it at that time,
雅各就给掳到巴比伦。
Jacob, Jacob was taken into exile to Babylon.
以扫却是在那里兴旺起来。
But Esau was very prosperous.
但是很有意思。
But very interesting.
当犹大被掳到巴比伦以后的第四年。
After 4 years of being taken exile into
Babylon, 不知道什么原因,
we don't know what the reason
was. 巴比伦人就是攻打以东。
The Babylonians, they attacked Edom.
结果就把以东打下来了。
As a result, they defeated the Edomites.
剩下不多的人。
And there weren't many people left.
巴比伦人把他们迁移到犹大的南方。
And the Babylonians move them to the south of the Judah, people of Judah.
那他们只剩下很少数人在那里。
And there was only very few people left.
以东地是另外一个民族进去了。现在的撒地亚拉伯人不是以扫的后代，地是以扫后代居住过的地，但是民族已经不是以扫的后代。
So there are other people moved into the land of Edom. Nowadays, the Saudi Arabians, they are not the original people there.
但是很有意思。
But very interestingly,
当他们给巴比伦人迁到那个犹大的南边的时候，
when they were moved to the south of Judah by the Babylonians,
那他们还是有相当的势力。
They still have some power.
也常常给被掳归回的犹大人很多的骚扰。
And also they continue to disturb those who returned from exile.
那结果后来，
as a result,
我们上礼拜不是提到在那四百年的里面有一个马加比王朝吗？
And last week we mentioned about this Maccabee dynasty. Within those 400 years.
在那个马加比王朝的时候，因为他们以东人很嚣张。
And because during those Maccabee dynasty, the Edomites, they were very fierce.
所以马加比王朝的犹大人啊，就把他们几乎都消灭掉。
So the Jewish people during the dynasty, they almost destroyed the Edomites.
但是很有意思。
And very interestingly,
他们好像濒临一个给消灭的那个边缘。
They were as if at the point they are being completely wiped out.
但是你读我们读四福音的时候，
but when we read the four gospels,
你读到我们的主出生的降生的时候，那是谁做犹大的王呢？
And when you read about how our Lord, when he was born, who was the king at that time?
希律。
It was King Herod.
那希律是谁呢？
And who is King Herod?
希律是以东人。
King Herod was an Edomite.
那他以东人怎么能做到犹大的王呢？
And how could an Edomite become a king of the Jewish people?
如果从这个表面的事实上去看，
if we look at it from the surface,
神说我爱以扫，我爱雅各，不爱以扫。
God said that I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated.
现在好像情形不大对了。
And now, as if the condition is not right.
犹大在罗马统治的底下还不成国。
And Judah under the government of Roman Empire, they're not a country.
但是他的地区里头做王的那个却是以东人。
But within the area, the king is an Edomite.
这是怎么回事呢？
And how could that be?
原来，在后来， 罗马人统治犹大的时候。
And the reason was when the Romans they were reigning over the Jewish people.
不知道是什么原因。
Without we don't know what the reason was.
他们委任了以东这个希律的家族来做犹大王。
They have appointed this family of Herod to become the king.
那他就一直做王。
So they become the kings.
一直做了使徒行传。起头的时候
until the time period is in the beginning of the book of Acts.
弟兄姊妹记得一次那个是彼得
and brothers you may remember at one time it was Peter
给抓了关在监里后来天使把他拯救出来以后
and he was in prison and the angel saved him
幕后那一张圣经幕后那里不是就是说的是那一个希律王来到耶路撒冷。
At the very end, it mentioned this King Herod. He came to Jerusalem.
当时耶路撒冷人给他一些捧场了。
And the people of Jerusalem, they were welcoming him.
他就觉得真的是这样，我是很荣耀的，很珍贵的。
And he felt like he was very glorious. He was highly honored.
结果那是。使徒行传就说他不归荣耀与神却归荣耀给自己结果神就让他给从钥匙
Oh, and in the book of Acts it was recorded he did not give glory to God but gave glory to himself so God caused him to be killed by worms
很稀奇的
It was very amazing
从那件事以后
From that time on
希律这个家族就完全没有在历史里头出现过了
The family of Herod would has never appeared since that time in the Bible.
这个家族怎么下去也没有历史的记，找不到历史的记载。
And there was no historical recording about this family of Herod.
当然，马拉基书是在四福音以前。
And of course, the book of Malachi was written before the four Gospels.
哎，那个时候以东还是蛮强大的。
And at that time, the Edom was still very strong.
但是神就指着以东说。
But God said to Edom,
我不拣选以东。
That I did not choose Edom.
我没有把我的祝福放在以东。
That I did not bestow my blessing upon Edom.
虽然你现在从外面来看，以东还可以。
Even though outwardly, Edom was still doing well.
你们犹大。就还是在一种比较可怜的光景。
And you Judah is in a pretty pitiful condition.
但是你要看到。
But you need to see.
我们留意这一句话。
Let's pay attention to this verse.
我想从第四节当中那里开始。
We'll begin with in the middle of verse 4.
万军之耶和华如此说任他们建造我必拆毁人必称他们的地为罪恶之境称他们的名为耶和华永远恼怒之名
But this is what the Lord Almighty says They may build and, but I will demolish They will be called a wicked land A people always under the wrath of the Lord
你们也必亲眼看见
You will see it with your own eyes
弟兄姊妹们这一个是不是事实呢
Princesses, is it a fact?
真的是事实
It is a fact
就是刚才我跟弟兄姊妹所说的大段的话
Which is what I shared with Princesses earlier
你们也都能也都一定亲眼看见
That you will see it with your own eyes
这个事情发生在什么时候
And when did this happen?
发生在四福音
It happened during the time of the fourth gospel
也发生在使徒行传
Also in the time of Acts
对不起我应该再补充说多说一点
And I should supplement a little bit more
等到后来那个亚基伯王的事情完结了以后你没办法再找到希律的家族了
And after that incident that you could not no longer find the family of Herod
你再看不到以东人在犹大人的那个范围里边耀武扬威了
And you cannot see the Edomites withthat they were not no longer powerful in the land of Judah.
相反的。
On the contrary,
神在那里 宣告一件事，弟兄姊妹先记下这件事，待会我们再把它归中起来看。
And God was there to proclaim one matter, and brothers, please take note, and we'll go into detail sharing later.
那说到以色列跟以扫的关系的以后
，And after we talk about the relationship between Israel and Edom,
神就在那里好像没头没脑的就说了那么一句话。
And God all of a sudden spoke of one thing.
什么话呢
？And what was that？
就是，第五节最末了
，which is at the very end of verse five。
说你们必亲眼看见，也必说，愿耶和华在以色列境界以外被尊为大。
It says you will see with your own eyes and say, great is the Lord, even beyond the borders of Israel。
那神说这个话，如果你从上文来看，好像没头没脑的。
And if you just look at the context, you think it just came out from nowhere。
但是弟兄姊妹，你细细去留意。
But when sisters pay attention to it,
你留意到一件事情
and you will find out this.
神说这个话
when God said this,
一面是指出雅各怎样在神面前蒙爱
on one hand, he was pointing out how Jacob was loved by God.
他们，你看看以扫，你就知道你们以色列该是如何。
When you look at Esau, you should see how Israel should have been.
谁把你们从埃及领上来呢
？Who brought you out from Egypt？
谁让你们在犹大建国呢
？And who let you build your country in the land of Judah？
谁允许你们被掳到外邦，
and,
又把你们带回来呢
？And who let you be taken into exile and then brought you back？
神没有一点一件一件的点出来。
And God did not point out these things one by one。
但是犹大的百姓心里面有数。
But the people of Judah they knew it in their heart。
你再看看他们跟以扫的那个光景来比较。
And when you see how the condition is compared with those of Esau,
好像他们说神你根本就不爱我，有根据。
As if they have a basis of saying that God, how have you loved us?
但神说没有根据。
But God said you don't have a ground.
你只要试试看。
If you try.
你回过头去看从前的事
if you turn back and look at what happened in the
past 你伸长脖子看前面要来的事
and then you look what's going to happen
你们都能看见
then you will see
以东是慢慢的消减
that Edom gradually it was
你们犹大却一直是给 保存下来
and Judah has been kept
但是你们犹大就是完全不领会神跟你们的关系。
But you Judah do not understand the relationship of between God and you.
你们忘记了从前神怎么在你们身上做工。
That you have forgotten how God has worked in you in the past.
你们眼睛看到现在的时候，又好像觉得神没有把更多的祝福给你们。
And when you look at what's happening now, you feel that God has not given you enough blessings.
所以你们一直存着这样的顶撞，活在神的面前。
So you have this opposition before God.
但神说
，But God said,
我不放弃你们。
That I would not give up on you.
等到有一天
，Until one day,
你们能亲眼看见
，That you will see with your own eyes.
耶和华的名在外邦给人尊崇。
That the name of the Lord would be honored by the Gentiles.
那弟兄姊妹，这个话也很有意思。
Brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
以东他们看不见耶和华的名字给高举。
That in Edom they could not see the name of the Lord being exalted.
你们却能看见。
But you can see it.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们读下去的时候，我们很明显的了解到这一点。
Brothers, if we continue to read on, we will understand it very clearly.
了解到什么呢
？And what do we understand?
你们犹大人拒绝神。
You people of Judah, you reject God.
神就在外邦兴起神自己的见证。
And God would raise up His testimony.
虽然这里没有说什么话。
Even though not much is said
here. 但是我们今天站在新约里边了，回头来看这个话。
But nowadays, when we're standing in the New Testament time to look at these.
我们看到这个话里边有话了。
Then we can see that there's words within words here.
一面是隐隐约约的把教会引出来了。
It's very hiddenly. It brought forth the church.
另一方面也在那里说出将来的那个神的名字在外邦给尊崇的时候， 你们以色列人、犹大人也在其中。
And also it pointed out when God's name is exalted among the Gentiles, the people of Judah, the Israelites, they will be counted within also.
那我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
如果我们看神起初跟犹大的百姓一般性的这样说的话。
And we look at this word spoken by God to the people of
Judah. 虽然这里说的是好像很不是完整，也好像是不容易叫我们抓到究竟神说这个话的目的在哪里。
Even though these words are not, it's as if it's not very complete and hard for us to grasp the purpose of these words.
但神就是要带出一件事。
But God wants to bring forth
one thing. 他告诉神的选民。
That He tells His chosen people.
你们能与神中间有这样的关系，完全是因着神的拣选。
And the reason you can have this relationship with God is because of God's choosing.
和神的怜悯。
And also His mercy.
那这个是开头的时候，神一般性的和犹大的百姓在说话。
And this is what God has spoken to His people in the beginning, in general.
那现在从第六节开始。
Now when we start from verse 6.
神就转过来向着一个非常严肃的对象来说话。
Now God has changed his angle and speak very solemnly.
我们读上去我们就晓得。
And if we continue to read on, we will
这一个跟神对话的很严肃的那个对象是哪些人呢？
And these people whom God is speaking to very solemnly, who are these people?
整个的祭司的集团。
It's the whole organization of the priests.
包括整个的利未人。
And including all the Levites.
主要向他们说话的是祭司。
And mainly God was talking to the priests.
那上头我们看到是一般的百姓心里头的有那个意念。神说我爱你们，他们说神根本没有爱我们。
And before this we could see is the people that God was speaking to. And God said, I have loved you. But the people said, how have you loved us?
为什么神的百姓会落到这种光景呢？
And how would God's people fall into such condition?
现在我们看神只做那是祭司那个集团来说话的时候。
Now when we see how God was speaking to the priest, the whole organization,
我们就看出问题来了。
Then we can see the problem here.
也就是也可以说是看出那个原因来了。
Or we can say we can find a reason.
犹大为什么一直维持在那个不生不死的光景？
Why is it that Judah remained in this half a life, half a death condition?
犹大为什么一直维持这种光景，维持到四福音的时候？
How could Judah maintain in this condition for so many years until the God
四百多年的里头
more than 400
years 他们属灵的光景就是在这样的情形里。
The spiritual condition remained in such condition.
你说他们不侍奉神，
If you say that they did not serve God,
从外面来看完全不是事实。
Outwardly it was not a fact.
因为他们很注意来到圣殿里边做各种各样的守节期。
Because they were observing the holidaysOr the festivals in the holy temple.
去献祭烧香。
And to sacrifice in the burning
incense. 这是律法上要求他们做的事情，他们的做的非常非常的准确。
And they were very accurate in observing all those things that are required by the laws.
但是这个只是外表的光景。
And, but this is only an outward condition.
我们在这里就看到神就先指着祭司们在那里说话了。
But here we could see how God was speaking to the priests.
神一开头就说到祭司。
From the very beginning, God spoke to the priests.
说他们是怎么样的祭司呢？
And what kind of priests were they?
本来祭司给神选召出来。
And originally the priests were called by God.
神是把他们摆在一个很尊贵的地位的。
And God placed them in a very honorable position.
他们是站在神和人中间来做桥梁的。
And they're standing as a bridge between God and man.
把神和人完全连接起来的。
And they will unite God and man.
那所以在他们那个身份和地位在神的百姓的中间是很尊贵的。
So the status and the position is they're very honorable among God's people.
如果我们回过头来留意祭司侍奉的时候所要穿戴的
And if we look at what kind of clothing the priests have to wear when they serve,
你从祭司们来看，你能看到圣洁没有瑕疵。
When you look at the priest, you can see holy without blemish.
而要是你要从大祭司呢那里来看，你就看见荣耀和华美。
But and also when you look at the high priest, you can see glory and honor.
这些荣耀华美，并那个圣洁下。没有瑕疵，在以色列民中间是看不到的。
And you cannot find this, the glory and honor and holy without blemishes. You cannot find this among the Israelites.
只有你碰到祭司的时候，你才看到这些。
And only when you encounter the priest, you could see these.
这是从外面来看，祭司他们的位分是蛮尊贵的。
So outwardly, the positions of the priests, they are very honorable.
如果你看到祭司那个实际，那更是尊贵的。
But also, when you look at the reality of the priests, it's even more honorable.
因为把神和人连接起来。
Because in order to unite man and
God. 这是一个非常非常尊贵的。
This is very extremely honorable.
但是现在你看，神像祭司说话的时候怎么说？
And now when you look at how God spoke to the priests,
藐视我民的祭司啊。
That you are the priest who contempt, show contempt for my name.
弟兄姊妹，你留意，在神的眼中，祭司们已经落到一个怎么样的地步？
And you can see how the priest has fallen.
他们要做神和人中间的桥梁。
They want was to be the bridge between God and man.
从这一边来说，他们要尊重神。
From one angle, they have to respect God.
从那一边来，他们要体恤人。
On the other hand, they have to be merciful to people.
但是他们是不是体恤人呢？
But were they mindful of
the people? 这里没提的，不管。暂时要把那个事情放下。
It's not mentioned here that we'll put it aside for now.
现在特别的指出是他们和神中间的那个关系的实际。
But now it pointed out specifically the reality of the relationship.
如果他们和神的那个关系的实际都不准确了，你怎么站在神和人中间做桥梁？
And if the relationship with God is not correct, how could they be a bridge?
但是可怜得很。
But unfortunately,
神说
God said,
藐视我民的祭司。
O priest, who show contempt for my name.
那这些祭司一带到神的面前来。
And when these priests are brought before God.
神说你是藐视我民的。
God said, you show contempt for my name.
然后神就说了一些描写的话。
And then God has some description.
他说儿子尊重父亲，仆人是敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里
？A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I'm a father, where is the honor due me? If I'm a master, where is the respect due me?
你看看祭司们他们的回应。
And if you look at the response from the priests,
神说，你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名了
？But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name?
当神指出他们落到这种光景的时候，他们还说我们没有啊。
And when God pointed out they're in such condition, they would say that we're not in such condition.
我们哪里藐视你的名呢
？How have we shown contempt for
your name? 我们还在尊重你的名呢。
We're still honoring your name.
每安息日我们都守安息。
And every Sabbath we will observe.
每早晨我们还在那里献燔祭。
And in the morning we will offer burnt sacrifice.
黄昏的时候我们也献燔祭。
And in the evening we also offer
burnt sacrifice. 在献祭的时候我们都向你烧香。
And when we sacrifice we burn
incense. 你吩咐我们做的一切事情我们都做得实实足足。
Everything you command us to do we do it completely.
我们哪里是藐视你呢
？How could we show contempt to you?
弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters,
如果你要看外面的话
if you want to look at it outwardly,
他们的确是没有藐视神
they truly did not show contempt
因为他们都按照神所要的规规矩矩的在那里做得清清楚楚
because they were really doing it to, very completely according to what God demanded of them
但是神就是在那里说
but God said here
藐视我的祭司
O priests who show contempt for my name.
但是他们一点都没有领会。
But they did not understand it.
他们还放胆的在神面前说 我们在什么事上藐视你的名啊？
But they boldly asked, how have we shown contempt for your name?
那神就 举一些实际的例子在那里。
And God gave them some practical examples.
他说你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，还说我们在何事上污秽你呢？
God said, you place defiled food on my altar, but you ask, how have we defiled you?
你们为了我，你还不知道。
That you have defiled me without knowing it.
神就指出他们的具体的问题来了。
And that God pointed out the problems.
他说你们在做的那个事情外面做的好像很光彩。
That you, when you do things outwardly, you do it as if you do it very well.
但是你们心里却是有点莫名其妙。
But in your heart, you're confused.
你们怎么可以藐视耶和华的那个桌子呢？
That how could you show contempt to the Lord's table?
神说你们怎么藐视耶和华的桌子呢？
And what did God say about how they show contempt to the table?
那这个桌子不是我们擘饼的那个桌子。
But this table is not the table that we break
our bread. 是他们献祭的时候先隔着那些祭牲的，又准备放到祭坛上的那一个，那一个桌子。
It's the table they used to place the sacrifice before they burned the sacrifice.
他说你们这样瞎眼的献上来做祭物。
And God said that you bring blind animals for sacrifice.
将瘸腿的有病的献上。
And then you sacrifice the crippled or diseased animals.
你不是在这里作恶吗？
Is it not wrong?
神怎么给你们说？祭物应该是如何的？
What did God say to you? What kind of sacrifices should you offer?
祭物应该是没有瑕疵的。
The offering should be without blemish.
是肥美的。
It should be perfect, should be good.
凡是有瑕疵的都不能献给神的。
All those with blemishes, they could not be sacrificed to God.
如果有残废、有残值的要献给神，你可以找一个华美的来代替它。
If there's any crippled or diseased, that you need to find another one that's whole to replace it.
但是你代替了它的那一个残值的，你也不能收回。
But you could not take away the crippled, the diseased animals either.
用什么律法就是那么清楚说了吗？
And this is very clearly explained in the laws.
那但祭司们懂不懂律法呢？
So do the priests know about the laws?
当然懂。
Of course they do.
不懂他就不能做祭司。
If they did not, they would not be able to
become priests. 那你明明看见一个傻眼的羊羔，你怎么拿来献上给神呢？
So now, very clearly, you can see this is a blind lamb. How
could you sacrifice to God? 你明明看到一个有病的、瘸腿的，你把它带来献祭给神，那你算是怎么样呢？
And what were you doing when you try to bring crippled the diseased animals before God?
所以神说你们根本就没有尊重我。
So God said that you have not honored me.
你们藐视我。
That you show contempt.
他们的回答说我们在什么事上藐视你。
But the response was, how have we shown contempt
for you? 弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这些具体的情况的时候，
And when we see all these concrete examples,
你很自然的会想起
verses you will be reminded of
200多年前
Some 20 years ago,
Isaiah 在那里就说话了。
Isaiah, he said,
那就说到犹大的以色列的百姓，他们怎么在神面前来向着神。
That he spoke of how the Israelites lived before God.
而以赛亚所说的那个话。
And the word spoken by Isaiah.
等到四福音的时候，我们的主又引来说了。
That it was spoken again by the Lord in the four Gospels.
那以赛亚是从早200年前来预言说到将来的事。
That Isaiah prophesied some 20 years ago to predict what's going to happen before.
在四福音里面，主是回过头来说你们做过的事。
And in the four Gospels, the Lord was referring to what they have done before.
这个一个前瞻，一个回顾，都和以赛亚说的那个话 发生直接的关系。
So one is looking ahead and one is looking back. It all responded to what Malachi here said.
以赛亚说了什么话呢？
And what did Isaiah say?
他说说到这些百姓是油蒙了心。
He said that these people, their hearts are dimmed.
眼睛闭着。
And their eyes are shut off.
耳朵也掩上。
And they cover their ears.
看又看不见。
What they want to see, but they could not see.
听也听不见。
And they want to hear, but they could not hear.
莫名其妙的在神面前好像在那里混日子。
And without a clue, they live before God.
那不就是现在马拉基所指出当时的祭司们的那种光景吗？
And isn't it how Malachi was describing the condition of the priests?
神已经明明说你们藐视我。
And God said it very clearly, you have shown contempt.
他们在那里说我们没有藐视你。
But they were there to say that we did not show contempt. We have not shown contempt.
怎么样他们会觉得自己没有藐视神呢？
And how could they not think that they have shown contempt to God?
神把那么具体的事情摆出来。
That God has placed these concrete examples
before them. 你们把瞎眼的、有病的、残肢的、瘸腿的那些牲口拿来献祭。
That you bring blind, crippled, and diseased animals as sacrifices.
你们还这样做，还不是不尊重我吗？
Is it not honoring me by doing this?
你们怎么还能说你们尊重神呢？
How could you still say that you honor God?
在他们的心思的里头
within their hearts,
他们认定我们在外面神要我们做的事情我们都做得很好。
And they thought to themselves that whatever God required of us outwardly we do very well.
我们都做得规规矩矩。
And we do it according to the rules and
regulations. 该守安息日我们就守安息日。
We observe the Sabbath.
该献祭我们就献祭。
And we sacrifice when it's required.
该怎样我们就怎样。
Whatever is required,
神要我们去的我们都做了。
Everything that God required of us,
我们哪里还亏欠神？
How could we have shortchanged God?
哪里还是在那里藐视神的名呢？
And how could we have shown contempt for the Lord's name?
他们还振振有词的在神的面前说。
And they feel like they have reasons before God.
弟兄姊妹们，你看这个是当时的光景。
And brothers, you can see that's the condition at that time.
但是你留意这样的一个原则。
But take note of this principle.
是不是现在称为基督教里头的那个普遍的光景？
Isn't it the general condition of those who are called in so-called Christianity?
你要是从外面来看
，Outwardly。
哦，现在基督教做的事情规模要大。
Say that things that are performed by the Christians that they are doing in a big the big organization, they do it really well.
形式又新。
And then they wanted to do it in a very new way.
内容也多姿多彩。
And then they have varieties in the content.
哦，几乎包罗万有。
It's as if they include everything in there.
世界人要做的，他们固然做。
But the things that's done by the world, they would do it.
世界人所没有想到要做的，他们也在做。
The things are not even thought of by the world.
你要是从这个光景去看的时候
，and if you look at it from this in this condition,
那基督教实在是很有发展。
And you can see there's a big development in Christianity.
那弟兄姊妹，问题是在这里。
But the question is, brothers and sisters.
这些人所做的是神要他们做的吗？
These things that are done by them, are these the things required by God?
翻过来。
Or if you turn around,
神要他们一定要做的，他们做到了吗？
The things that are required by God, did they do it?
你非常容易找到，神要人去做的，人就觉得那个没什么意思。
You can very easily see that the things that are required by God, that people would think that's not very meaningful.
而神并不需要神的儿女去做的，他们就做到，就说没有这些怎么能算是近代的基督教？
And then the things that that God did not require His children to do, they would say that without these, how could we be called a contemporary Christianity?
最好听的是，如果不这样做，基督教就不能在这样的一个世代里头生存。
Or even they would say, if we don't do this, we cannot live in a nowadays condition.
弟兄姊妹们，神的见证是要人的自己的火热替他出主意来维持的吗？
Brothers, is God's testimony maintained by man's zeal?
如果一个工作一个活动从外面来看很兴旺，但是神不在其中，这个能说是神的见证吗？
If there's any action or any movement, if they are very prosperous from the outward, but God is not within, is it what God wants?
这些个东西能让人在那里遇见神吗？
Can people meet God within these things?
弟兄姊妹们，你留意到当年祭司们所犯的那个大毛病。
Brothers, take note of this great mistake that was committed by the priests at that time.
也是现在的基督教不自觉的也沿着那条路走上去。
This is also a path that's walked by nowadays Christianity.
所以在那个时候，我们的主很沉重的给他们说了一些话。
So at that time, the God, our Lord has spoken these severe words to them.
弟兄姊妹们留意第十节，就是说这个事情。
Let's just take note of verse 10.
是愿你们中间有一个人去关上殿门，免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。
Oh, that one of you would shut the temple doors so that you would not light useless fires on my altar.
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
神说我巴不得你们把殿门关上。
God said maybe that you would shut the temple
doors. 停止了那许许多多的活动。
And stop all the activities.
那在人的心里边就会想。
And then within man's heart they would think.
圣殿里边的活动都停止了。
If all the activities are stopped in the temple.
那我们不是在神的面前就没有了服事了吗？
Isn't that we would no longer have any service before God?
我们要侍奉神啊。
If we don't serve God.
我们要向神献祭啊。
Oh, that we want to serve God and want to
sacrifice. 要寻求见神的面呢、啊。
And we seek after His face.
所以殿门怎么可以关闭呢？
So how could the doors of the temple be shut?
弟兄姊妹，你留意现在说要把殿门关闭的是谁呢？
But brothers, take note of who is saying that you should shut the temple doors.
不是人。
It's not men.
是神。
It's God.
神为什么要说到这样的话呢？
Why would God say this?
难道神不需要人在那里侍奉敬拜他吗？
Is it that God do not need people to serve and honor him?
弟兄姊妹，你留意，历世历代以来，神在人中间等待的，就是等待有人认识神是配受侍奉和敬拜的。
And verses take note from all through all the generations, God is there to wait for people to come to this understanding that God is worthy to be honored.
神哪里会拒绝人向他的侍奉和敬拜？
And how would God reject the service and the honor by men?
弟兄姊妹，你留意，当以色列人被带出埃及的时候，神在那里宣告一个很明显的题目是什么？
And when the Israelites are brought out of Egypt, that God was there to proclaim one theme.
容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
好让他们侍奉我。
So that they can serve me.
那现在神说了相反的话了。
So now God is saying something completely different.
巴不得你们把殿门关上。
May one of you will shut the temple doors.
不要再在那里做什么了。
And don't do anything in there.
人就觉得。
And then man would feel,
怎么可以呢？
How could that be?
神说，
And God said,
你要注意一个事实。
You have to pay attention to this.
你不要光注意在那里，在外面，你的程序做得那么好，怎么怎么的好。
Don't focus on what's outward and how you do things really well.
你们所做的那个动作是怎样的完美。
And all those things that you do are so perfectly done.
你们不要以为做到这些外面的十足了，那就是在那里侍奉和敬拜。
And don't think that if you can do these outward things perfectly, then you are here to serve me and to worship me.
弟兄姊妹，你留意神自己怎么说呢？
Pay attention to what God says.
神说我不喜悦。你们也不从你们手中收纳祭物，公物。
That God said, I'm not pleased with you, and I would accept no offerings from your hands.
弟兄姊妹们，这是人在神面前常常让神感觉不愉快的。
And verses says, this is something that is very unpleasing to God.
因为人以为我在外面做的够了，那神就不能不悦纳我。
Because the man would think that if I'd done enough outwardly, that God has to accept me.
但弟兄姊妹，你注意。
But verses says, take note.
是主在这里说了这个话。
The Lord said these words here.
是说出一个什么事实来呢？
And what facts did he want to bring out?
这里不是单单是一句话。
It's not just these words here.
这里是把神从前说过的原则，现在很具体的。用当时他们的光景来再说出来。
And this is a principle spoken by God before. Now we're using concrete examples to speak them again.
弟兄姊妹，你记得
？And brothers, remember.
当神差遣撒母耳去选召大卫的时候
，When God sent Samuel to call David.
大卫的几个哥哥出来
，The older brothers of David they appeared first.
大卫的父亲就觉得。如果神要拣选我的儿子，这是儿子是上选。
And David's father thought that if God was to choose one of my sons, these sons they are very outstanding.
但是一个过来，又一个过来。
But one after one,
神都摇头。
That God shook his head.
神说不是。
God said it's not them.
不是。
It's not this one.
沙漠心里面都有点过不来了。
And Samuel was a little unrest in his heart.
这个不是，这个不是，这个总该是了吧。
And he would say that this is not the one, and this one should be the one then.
但神就很清楚地告诉他。
But God said to him very clearly, this is not the one either.
因为人神看人是看人的内心。
Because when God looks at man, he's looking at man's heart. It's what's within him. It's not what's without.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这个是撒母耳去选召大卫的时候的那一个主说过的话。
And these are the words spoken by the Lord when Samuel was there to choose David.
但是这个话不是在那个时候开始的。
But these words did not start from there.
这个话什么时候开始的？
And when did these words begin?
创世纪，该隐献祭的时候。
It's from the book of Genesis when Cain was sacrificing.
弟兄姊妹，你记得？
When sisters remember.
神不悦纳该隐的祭。
That God was not pleased with the offerings sacrificed
by Cain. 那些祭物是该隐哦，流很多的汗。才得着的。
And the offerings was a result of Cain working really hard.
是该隐看为很宝贵的。
It's something deemed precious by Cain.
但是神就不悦纳。
But God was not pleased with it.
那神不悦纳的那个原因在哪里呢？
And what was the reason that God was not pleased with the offerings?
是那些祭物不对吗？
Is it because the offerings was not right?
当然我们可以说这个祭物不大对。
We can say that the offerings, they were not quite right.
但是更重要的是那个献祭的人。
But more importantly, is the one who offered.
是你读那里的时候。
So when you go back to the book of Genesis.
神不悦纳该隐和他的祭物。
It says God was not pleased with Cain and his offerings.
神不悦纳是什么在前呢？
And what goes first when it says God's not pleased with?
那个人在前。
Is that person?
一个不对的人。
Is the incorrect person?
他在神面前怎么做都不可能做的对的事。
Whatever he does before God, it would not be correct.
那是弟兄姊妹，你注意到神是很留意人在他的面前他是什么。
This princess is that we can see how God he is very focused on what the person before him.
他里面所有的是什么？
And what's within him?
如果他里面所有的不对，
If what's within the person is not correct,
他外面所做的虽然是照着规矩来做的很准确，
Even what he does outwardly is according to all the rules and regulations.
但是神说我不悦纳这些。
But God says I'm not pleased with all these.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他没有隐瞒他心里的意念。
That he does not hide his
desire. 他很清楚地告诉人。
He tells men very clearly.
你真要来寻求神。
If you are here to seek after God, 你不
能只能有外表。
You cannot only have what's without.
你必须要有里面的那个实际。
You have to have the reality within.
你必须要在神的面前是按照神的心意。
You have to live according to God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意这个。
Let's take note.
我们虽然还没有把神对祭司说的话说得很完全。
Even though we're not complete in sharing on the word spoken to the
priest by God. 但弟兄姊妹，我们已经可以归纳出几个点来了。
But we can make a conclusion.
我们先来归纳它一下。
Let's make a summary here.
然后下礼拜我们再看。
And then we'll continue next week.
弟兄姊妹们，头一件事情。
This is the first thing.
很清楚的你能看见。
Very clearly you can see.
当时的犹大的光景乃是把献祭也好，敬拜也好，侍奉神也好，已经变成了宗教的仪文。
That Judah, that time, whether it's offering sacrifices, worshipping, or serving God, they are doing it as a religious ritual.
他们再不理会那个里面的实际，而只注意外面的表现。
They no longer pay attention to the reality within, but they only focus on what's going on outwardly.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是很严肃的一件事情。
But sisters, this is a very solemn matter.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
从他上人说话的时候，他就一直领人要进到属灵的实际。
When he speaks to men, he continues to try to lead them into a spiritual reality.
或者是领人一直要注意你，我们在神面前所做的必须是从生命里边出来的。
Or we can say that when he wants to lead men to pay attention to whatever we do has to stem from life within.
不是在外面的一些的铺张，或者是夸耀，或者是在那里表现来表达的。
And it's not something that's shown by outward arrangement or boast about what you do outwardly.
第二件事情，我们很清楚看到神在人中间所寻找的。
And the second matter is we can see very clearly what God is looking for among men.
神是要寻找一些真真实实是尊重神的人。
God is there to seek those who truly honor him.
你用敬畏神也来说也好，你说高举神来说也好，但是最低限度我们必须要有一个心意是尊重神。
You can say that you can put in this way that you can fear God or exalt him, but at the very least you have to honor him.
你没有尊重神，
If you don't honor God,
你盼望你是在那里高举神，这个是做不到的。
And if you want to exalt him, you cannot do it.
你如果不尊重神，
If you don't honor God,
你要在那里敬拜神，这个也做不到的。
And you cannot worship him.
只有我们从心思的里边很清楚的知道，我们必须要尊重神。
Only if when we truly understand our heart that we need to honor God.
而我们不能把它降低到与我们做平辈。
We cannot put him into a position that's equal with us.
甚至是再要降卑，在我们的下边听我们去差遣。
Or to humble him to a point that he's below us and he has to listen to us.
让神做一个跟随我的人。
And to make God as someone who needs to follow
us. 而不是叫我去做一个跟随神的人。
Or that we are not there to follow God.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做尊重神。
This is what we call honoring God.
如果我们不会尊重神。
If we don't know how to honor God,
那从这一点开始，许多许多的毛病就要出来了。
From this point on, many many mistakes will come out.
说毛病是说得很轻松。
And this, when we say mistake, is putting it lightly.
但是你能看到一个事实。
But you can see this fact.
在这种根基里边出来的毛病都是原则性的。
All the mistakes or problems stemming from this is they all in principles.
如果是原则性的毛病，恐怕我们就没办法用毛病这个名词了。
If we talk about these problems, they are in principles. We may not be able to use this word problems.
那因此神在那里指出他们，你们根本就不尊重我。
So God was there to point out that you do not honor me.
你怎么尊重神呢？
How do you honor God?
尊重神是根据一个事实。
Honoring God is based on one fact.
神怎么说的话，神的话怎么说？
How God's words are.
你就毫无保留地接受神的话。
Then you receive His words without reservation.
你就毫无保留地根据神的话。
And you follow His words without reservation.
你如果不是这样的话，那就不是尊重。
If it's not like this, then you're not honoring Him.
你尊重的话，你就毫无保留地接受他。
If you honor Him, then you would accept Him without reservation.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这是一个非常非常严肃的。事实。
And this is a very, very solemn fact.
然后我们还有一点我先提。
And then I'd like to point out another point.
具体的事情下礼拜我们再把它看完整。
And then we will look at it completely next week.
所以发生这些的难处。
The reasons all these difficulties come about.
因为他们没有认识自己的身份。
Was because they did not understand their own position.
就结果就是没有守住自己的地该守的地位。
And then they could not keep their own position.
也放弃他们该有的功用。
And then they forsake the function that they should have.
弟兄姊妹，你知道的。
And brothers and sisters, you all know that.
祭司是神当时摆在百姓中间做桥梁。
That priests are placed there as a bridge.Between God and men,
做教导
and to teach them,
按照神的心意在那里发表神的
and according to God's will to express God Himself.
但是他们忘记了自己的那个身份
but they forgot about their own status.
他们觉得我喜欢怎么我就怎么
they feel that whatever we like to do, we'll do it.
我是叫做祭司
We're called the priests.
但是祭司是不是一定要把人带到神面前，把神带到人中间
But are the priests supposed to bring men to God and bring God to men?
弟兄姊妹，如果他们自己都没有到神面前，他怎么把人带到神的面前
But brothers and sisters, if they themselves did not even go before God, how could they bring men before God?
如果神不能从他们身上有路显出来，那神怎么能借着他们到到人中间呢
If God cannot have a way in them to express himself, how could he have a way to go to men?
这是当年的祭司的问题。
And this is the problem of the priests at that time.
其实也是我们的问题。
And it's also our problems.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常忘记我们是神的儿女。
My sister, very often we forget that we are children of God.
我们不用新约的话来说，我们是新约的祭司。
We would not use the words of the New Testament saying that we are the priests in the New
Testament time. 当然，我们是新约的祭司。
Of course, we are the priests in the New Testament.
但最低限度，我们要知道。我们是神的儿女。
But at the very least, we have to know that we are children of God.
那么我们活出来，像不像一个神的儿女
？But when we live, do we live out what we're supposed to be the children of
God? 有没有忘记我们是神的儿女这个身份
？Have we forgotten our status of being children of God?
是不是只是觉得，哦，这些都是，我们信仰上的？事情说的不好听就是这些就是我所接受的那个宗教的光景
And do we only consider this as our belief or even worse we'll say this is only some religious matters
弟兄姊妹们我们一直强调我们和神的关系不是宗教的关系
My sisters, we have always emphasized that our relationship with God is not a religious relationship.
没有宗教的关系在这里。
There's no religious relationship.
只有生命的关系在这里。
It's only a relationship of life.
只有我们和神当中直接发生的关系在这里。
It's only a direct relationship we have with God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在马拉基的日子。
During the days of Malachi,
祭司们在这些事上都出了毛病。
That the priests have this problem.
一直维持这样的光景到主耶稣到地上来的日子。
And they continue to maintain this condition until the Lord came.
所以我们在了解到这样的情形的时候，我们读四福音，我们才会懂得为什么那些祭司和文士他们跟主的抵挡是那么的厉害。
So after we have an understanding of this condition, then we'll have a better understanding during the days of the Lord. How could the priests and the scribes, they were opposing the Lord in such a point?
因为主要把他们带回正常的里头。
Because the Lord wanted to bring them back into
the
normal condition.
但是他们就是要维持在马拉基书的光景里。
But they wanted to be maintained in the condition of the time of Malachi.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他们的缺失也非常容易成为我们的缺失。
The mistakes or the shortcomings can very easily become ours.
但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
May God has grace and mercy upon us.
让我们从他们的身上看到我们的危机。
And from them we can see the crisis in us.
当然我们不会回到马拉基的那个时代的里边去。
Of course, we won't go back to the time period of Malachi.
但是马拉基当年的那些失落的原则，今天还会在那里，不住的影响着我们。
But the downfall, the principle of the downfall at the time of Malachi, that today it can still have an effect on us.
我们求主救我们脱离这样的幽暗。
May the Lord save us from this.
我想我们今天晚上。就调动到这。
And we'll stop our sharing here tonight.